Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast about the best places to visit in Zagreb, the capital of Croatia. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise Amanda's recent collation post, where she brought together all the Zagreb tips into one longer post to make it easier for readers. Now, Zagreb is one of those cities that a lot of people pass through on their way somewhere else, but don't stop to appreciate. Amanda's guilty of this, having spent 2 or 3 hours there in the middle of the night while changing buses. But if you are planning a trip to Croatia, then take some time to explore the capital with the help of our insider tips. Now, some of the landmarks of Zagreb are the Cathedral of the Assumption of the Blessed Mary, a neo-Gothic building with particularly tall spires, so you can use them to navigate your way around the city centre. No more getting lost, just look out for the spires. The Croatian National Theatre is worth a look. And here there is opera, ballet and theatre, so check out what's being performed during your visit. Zagreb's old town is also full of intriguing architecture, including the Lokstad Tower, which dates back to the 13th century. These days you can climb to the top of the tower for views over Zagreb. You should also take a look at the Stone Gate, the only surviving town gate from medieval times. You'll inevitably come across Ilitia, the main street of Zagreb. Look out for the cafes in between the buildings, and there's also quite a bit of hotel accommodation here, so a good central place to stay if you want to do your sightseeing. If you're visiting Zagreb in December, there's the Zagreb Christmas Markets, where a giant Christmas tree is erected in the main square, and there are numerous stalls. There are also plenty of museums and galleries in Zagreb. One of the most visited museums in Zagreb is the City Museum, housed in an old convent in the old town. Exhibits range from artefacts from the Iron Age through to modern models of the city. Art lovers will also find lots of galleries, including the Zagreb Museum of Contemporary Art and the Meštrović Studio, where the famous Croatian sculptor Ivan Meštrović works can be found. In the old town, you'll also find the Croatian Museum of Nave Art. There were several famous Croatian artists painting in the Nave style in the 1930s. Zagreb also has plenty of parks. The largest is Maksimir Park. It includes a running track, cafes, a zoo and concerts in summer. Closer to the city centre, Lanuki's Horseshoe is a series of parks and squares running between the main station and the main square in the shape of a horseshoe. And while not quite a park, the tree-lined Strossmayer Promenade is still very green, and it's home to the Strossmayer Street Festival in the summer. Now, coffee is a bit of a Croatian national drink, so there are lots of locations where you can enjoy a coffee, not just around the city centre, but up at the artificial lake of Jarun and the Šljermi Peak, reachable by cable car if you don't feel like trudging up the mountain. There are also several possibilities for day trips from Zagreb. Amanda's top tip would be to go to the Plitvice Lakes. I've also been there and it's really, really spectacular, a great big waterfall, but there are suspended wooden walkways where you walk along the top and all around the tributaries. Really, really beautiful day. And in fact, might be worth spending an overnight there too. So, we'd welcome your tips. If you have any tips on what to do in Zagreb, you can come to the blog www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog to see all the photos and leave your tip for things to do in Zagreb. I hope you'll join us again soon. You can subscribe to the Europe à la carte podcast in Audioboo or iTunes. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.